Homeward Bound, May 30. Prayer and Moral Courage. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. It requires moral courage to take a position to keep the commandments of the Lord. An opposer of the truth once said that it was only weak-minded people, foolish, ignorant persons who would turn away from the churches to keep the seventh day as the Sabbath. But a minister who had embraced the truth replied, "If you think it takes weak-minded persons, just try it." It takes moral courage, firmness, decision, perseverance, and very much prayer to step out on the unpopular side. We are thankful that we can come to Christ as the poor suffering ones came to Christ in the temple. We hope that this house will be a house of prayer and that those who enter here will realize that they are coming to meet with God. Christ has said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." We do not expect to be able to furnish you with a minister always, but you must have root in yourselves. You must learn to draw for yourselves from the fountain of life. You have not dared to trample underfoot the commandments of God and have stepped out on unpopular truth. Let the result be what it may. Will the Savior ever turn away to leave you to struggle alone? No, never. But he never told his disciples that they should have no trials, no self-denial to endure, no sacrifices to make. The Master was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. "Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." We thank God that in your poverty you can call God your Father. Poverty is coming upon this world, and there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. There will be wars and rumors of wars, and the faces of people will gather paleness. You may have to suffer distress. You may go hungry sometimes, but God will not forsake you in your suffering. He will test your faith. We are not to live to please ourselves. We are here to manifest Christ to the world, to represent Him and His power to mankind. Christ is testing us today to see if we will be obedient to the law of God as He was and be fitted up for the society of heavenly angels. God wants a loyal people. Review and Herald, September 3, 1895.